Greetings and salutations, Audio Boom.
Please step once more into the world of Watts with me, your long-lost host, DJ Watts 83. And although, again, I'm not likely to be doing anything particularly regularly, necessarily, I just thought, it's been a while, I've got a few minutes, so I'll probably come and bore your brains out for 10 minutes. I think we'll start with music, really. Because I had this wonderful idea, right? And I think you'll see the problem with this pretty quickly, okay? So I had this wonderful idea to have maybe my top 10 songs, my favourite top 10 songs, that are interchangeable, of course, you know. I mean, each week it depends how I feel, you know. But which top 10 songs would I put in a playlist for my favourite, my favourite songs, I guess, really, you know, just, you know, to listen to while I'm at work, give me a bit of oomph, you know, to help me get through. So I was thinking to myself, okay, how about, we've got In the Dark by Sonata Arctica, we've got Cold Heart of the Klondike by Thomas Olapainen, Ship of Fools by Erasure, Ark of Space by Bruce Dickinson, Edge by Haim, Burning Heart, Survivor, Edema Rue by Nightwish, Breaking the Silence by Firewind, Fight On by Nobuo Uematsu, Disciples of Babylon by Dragon Force, Soulfire by Power Cut. Oh wait, no, that's 11. Okay, we'll do 20. So sure enough, off I go. I get to 21. I think, okay, this isn't working. How about 30? I did actually make it up to about 50 odd, but I thought, no, this playlist is getting a bit too long, so I'm going to be absolutely brutal. So it's a good playlist, though. It's got, you know, songs such as 1,000 Points of Light and Night Quest, 2 Minutes to Midnight, Sea of Madness, No More Lies, even A Little Respect as well by Erasure. You know, they were awesome. They were absolutely awesome. And can you believe it or not? Andy Bell, I recently found out, right? His birthday is he celebrates his birthday the day after Empress Wiley celebrates hers. Who'd have thought that? And also, he's from Peterborough. So, we've actually got a phenomenal singer from just down the road. Anyway, yeah. So, you know, I mean, I went through that, you know, and I just been rocking out to that mostly. Sonata Arctica are really growing on me even more now. They were one of those bands that I've known of for a long time. I've had a few of their songs, but I haven't really kept up to speed with them, and I kind of regretted that. Because there's some really, really good tunes, and I'm going to have to listen to them really closely soon, you know. So if you can hear me sort of getting quieter and louder again, or if you can hear me moving around the room, it's more than likely because my knee's giving me jip. I've actually had to go and buy a knee brace for it to help support it. So, you know, it's not something that's, you know, incredibly dangerous to my health or anything. It's just, like, sore. So, but I suppose I can take that up with the doctor. I mean, I've had to, I was booked in, believe it or not, for the 22nd, next Friday at 9 in the morning. And unfortunately, the doctor I was booked in for was out of town, I believe. So, you know, what's ended up happening is I've had the very same, I've had the exact same, like, appointment made, just with a different doctor. To be honest, a doctor I prefer to go to see anyway. So, right, anyway. What other stuff can we talk about? How about another topic very close to my heart? How about Leicester City? How about that? I tell you what, around Christmas time, I was about tearing my hair out because it was like we were playing well, we were doing well, and it was a case of we just weren't getting the results that our performances deserved. And I was starting to get quite mardy about it, to be honest. And then suddenly out of nowhere, we've beat West Ham, we've then beat West Brom, and it's like the wins, it was just win after win after win. We just kept winning, we couldn't stop, and it was like, oh, come on, are we really going to do this? And it's like, yep, there we go, we're doing it. So, yep, nice to see us climbing up the table. It'd be nice to stay up in the Premiership. And who knows, maybe next year, maybe an FA Cup in European football. You know, that'd be awesome. Although I dare say I still won't be able to go and get any tickets for the games, because I'll A, be point blank skint, and then on top of that, all the plastic fans that have suddenly crawled out the woodwork, now we're in the Premiership, will still be on board. You know, where were them buggers when we were in League One? But anyway, you know, I'm not bitter about that at all. Don't really know what else to talk about. I suppose the most important thing in the world of Watts at this point in time is, of course, the Empress Wylie. Going to be seeing her a bit later, spend the weekend with her. I'll tell you something. Behind every great man, there's an amazing woman. And that's very true in this case. A bit like in the song, I mentioned earlier, In the Dark by Sonata Arctica. There was a line yesterday, I actually posted it on my Facebook. And this is indeed what the Empress Wylie truly is to me. Be my lifeline for this lifetime. And she is. She really is. There is no jewel. I'm sorry, I'm picking my nails there. You can probably hear. There's no jewel more splendorous, if you would. There is no jewel that has more splendor than a Empress Wylie. So I think that's enough of that lovey-dovey gushy stuff. I mean, personally, I just want to, you know, get a move on. It'd be nice to hurry up, you know, and make her the Empress Watts. Now, that would be awesome. And the sooner the better, as far as I'm concerned. That'd be awesome. This is, like I say, this is just 10 minutes worth of ramble, really. Probably not even 10 minutes, because I'm quickly running out of things to say. I mean, and besides, there's a donut there that's sitting there looking at me as if to say, come on, eat me, eat me. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, yeah, you bet, I'm going to. So, yeah. just looking around to see if there's anything else I can make. Oh, that's a point. I don't know if I've mentioned before, but a song that I wrote, I actually recorded with my best friend not too long ago. It's called Maiden Voyage. He was supposed to put it up on YouTube, but bugger hasn't done it yet. But it's a good, exciting song. I think maybe we need to do a bit more work on it, in as much as mix it down a bit better, because some of the levels are a little bit all over the place here and there at times. But, you know, he's done really, really well. And believe it or not, whisper, whisper, that was my very first solo on the guitar in that song. In fact, I actually played two of them, because I actually played the solo in the outro. But maybe, I don't know how well it'll pick up on this, but it might even be something that I could play through the computer and hold this up to a speaker and see what that picks up. But, you know, I mean, the sound quality would be naff, to be honest with you, if I was to do that. So yeah, I mean, there's one more thing, and I've got a minute and 13 seconds to get it in. I was in a band years ago called Midnight Apparition, and a song that I put forward to the band, and obviously we made the best of it, was called Tears in the Rain. The singer wrote the lyrics to it. I just put the music together and said what I wanted the song to be about. Here's the title, write something. I've gone over the bass line to it, and my best friend has actually re-recorded it, and it sounds better now than it ever did. And the bass line is so much beefier. It's just, it's a sexy bass line. Anyway, it looks like the doors on the World of Watts are beginning to start closing on us now, so I'm going to have to bid you adieu. So, peace be with you until we meet again. Farewell!